Dr. Dryden, we have a question for you from Peter in Arizona. And Peter wants to know, are laminitis and hoof abscesses related to each other?
Great question. Yes, in a way they are. So early in the stages of laminitis, if there is displacement of the bone, you will get leaking of the vessels in between the lamina. This leaking of the vessels results in what's called a seroma. This is basically an aggregation of serum that cannot escape the hoof capsule and creates a pocket. Now, this pocket is sterile at the moment. However, it can become septic if a little bacteria were to arise or be displaced into that through a separated laminar space in the hoof wall, or crack or fissure. That seroma can become an abscess. So there's one way. The other ways are in many horses that are laminitic. They have poor blood circulation to parts of their hoof capsule because of compromised area, because the coffin bone displacing and compressing vasculature. Those areas then become ischemic or have lack of oxygen and will die and become necrotic. Now, those areas are susceptible to forming abscesses as well. So, there's multiple ways in which this can be related, but in essence, yes, many horses that have laminitis do develop abscesses. I will also say that hoof conformation in a laminitic horse, if the hoof wall is separated at the toe, in which many will be and have stretched lamina at the toe, those areas of stretched lamina will create fissures in which bacteria, mud, dirt, debris can be packed up into the hoof, and an anaerobic scenario will create an abscess that will set up shop. So, yes.